Good evening. My name is Sandy Henequin, and I'm with the New England Power Generators Association, and I live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We believe this amended application is not complete. Northern Pass does not have site control, nor have they presented a feasible alternative. They misrepresent the impacts of the project, and they rely upon outdated and inaccurate data. I'd like to talk about three areas. First, costs. Northern Pass commissioned the Charles River Associates in 2010 to study the wholesale energy market. They concluded there'd be an annual reduction of $206 to $327 million in costs. Then we looked at the industry has changed quite a bit since this time. Now we have on our doorstep low-cost shale gas. So a 2012 study by the PA Consulting Group took the same assumptions that CRA used, and they updated it with new gas figures, and they found that the expected reductions were maybe half of this. And then in addition, they found that they even overstated some of the benefits in the report by making assumptions that HQ would shift all of their power exports from other areas into New England. Two, jobs. We've heard a lot about jobs tonight, and we believe Northern Pass greatly overstates the job impacts and the promise of new New Hampshire jobs. A 2012 study by a firm, PolyEcon Research in Dover, New Hampshire, found a more likely estimate of the jobs would be a high of 533 jobs in year two to 241 in year one. They also concluded that most of the labor to complete this project would come from out-of-state businesses. Now, in the current economic environment, job creation should never be viewed negatively, but it also shouldn't be overstated to win support for a controversial project. And finally, reliability. Northern Pass mischaracterizes the project in dealing with regional reliability concerns, while at the same time completely failing to mention some of their reliability issues. They don't mention the 1998 ice storm. They don't mention the forest fires in Quebec this summer that caused a loss of load of about 8% of our peak load into New England. They don't mention lightning strikes that caused outages as well. DOE needs to consider the regional reliability impacts from relying upon a long-distance transmission line from an area with a history of significant reliability problems. The ISO New England and also the New England State Committee on Electricity, they've done their own studies on issues within New England and natural gas, and they've concluded this is not one of the long-term solutions that they're looking at. In fact, NESCO suggested looking at a cross-regional gas pipeline would be a better way to solve some of the issues that we currently have in the region. Given all the misrepresentations in the amended application, the fact that the project hasn't even reached the minimum threshold of attaining meaningful site control, the DOE process to consider the presidential permit should be suspended, and Northern Pass needs to update its many statements and misstatements about the benefits of the project. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.